32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're with us once again on 32GI Sports Nutrition. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mr. Actor David Katz, joined by Mark Wolf. We've had a very interesting September every time we've chatted so far. We've talked about detoxing. We've talked about water absorption, which if you didn't hear, please do go back and listen. I'll put the link up on the show notes to this episode. Fantastic chat that was. But today I wanted to talk about something else. It's popped up a little bit in previous chats, but looking at fasting. I know when we're talking about fat efficiency as well, Mark looked at fasting sort of running just on water in the mornings. But in general, I mean, you know, culturally a lot of people have fasting. You know, they fast certain days. They fast, if you're Muslim, you know, almost for a whole month during the day. And there is benefit that people do see in it. Mark, in terms of an athlete, I mean, would a whole day fasting benefit you in some way? How would you, sort of an athlete, look at the pros and cons of fasting?
Well, I think there's a few things to actually look at. I think, first of all, we've got to understand if somebody fasts, what is the reason that they are fasting for? Intermittent fasting, generally a lot of people do that for weight loss. But the problem is that if you're an athlete, that's going to impact your training without a doubt, because it's going to impact your energy levels. You know, obviously fasting means cutting out your fuel, and cutting out your fuel means you've got nothing to fuel your engine. And if you want to train, you're not going to be able to put in quality workouts. I think the question is why is the person fasting? Is it to get to a specific weight? If that's the case, I mean, yes, intermittent fasting can assist without a doubt. I mean, I'm not a big fan of it. I just believe that eating cleanly is the best way to assist yourself in weight loss. It's not really intermittent fasting. I believe in fasting for other reasons, but that's one of the reasons. So if you are somebody that's looked at intermittent fasting, or you're going to do intermittent fasting, I think, first of all, if you're an endurance athlete, you need to decide when this is going to be suitable to do, because if it's close to races, you cannot do it. If it's during bouts of peak or high volume training, you absolutely cannot do it. So maybe this is something to do during a very toned down season where you're actually not doing much training at all, and you just want to try and clean out the system, eat healthy foods here and there, and try and maybe intermittent fast in between. And another thing is that, you know, if you look at some cultures, intermittent fasting for some people means cutting out the food, but they're still hydrate. But in some cultures, and you mentioned Ramadan is one, you know, if you look at the Jewish religion is another, when it comes to fasting, they don't touch food or water. They completely cut it out 100%. Nothing passes the lips. So I think if it's at that stage, I think you need to decide post-fast, what are you going to put back into the system? Because this is where a lot of people make a mistake. They say, oh, after my fast, I'm going to start eating cleanly. But immediately after a fast, what do they start to do? They start to eat rubbish immediately. Why? Because they think they've earned the rubbish because they haven't eaten the whole day. And that's not going to do anything except just cause weight gain. So that's another sort of con when it comes to those sort of things. We spoke in a previous podcast about fat efficiency. How do you become a fat efficient athlete? Now, this is where I'm a very big advocate of fasted training. And the reason I say fasted training is because I think that an athlete that goes out there, and I'm talking early morning training, I'm not talking about fasting from the morning all the way to the evening and then training, but going out and training in the morning fast, in a fasted state, to me, will obviously be able to, first of all, you'll be able to burn off and increase that amount of fat burn early on, and it will make you a far more fat-efficient athlete, because you really need to rely on your own natural energy stores to fuel yourself. And the body doesn't have a choice but to turn to its own natural resources to be able to fuel itself, whether that be glycogen or fat. And hopefully, depending on the intensity that you're going at, obviously at a low intensity, you'll be able to utilize more fat. And that's the aim of say faster training. It's something that I do. I never ever eat before a morning workout ever. Even up to sessions that are 3-4 hours long, I don't, unless I know that session is a what I call a nutrition training session. I need to test my nutrition because I am coming closer to a race, and I need to be able to test it and make sure that my pre-training meal and my during training meal is taken care of, and I see that it's adaptable to the it's suitable to the stomach and the digestive system. That's the one reason. The other reason is if I'm going at a much higher intensity over a long period of time, then maybe I will look at fueling before and during that event. And the reason being is that if you're going at a high intensity and you're not fueling yourself, you stand to actually, your energy levels stand to drop, you stand to hit the wall, and basically it, in the long run, that won't turn out to be a quality workout. So it really depends on what the purpose is behind it. So I think I've covered probably a few of the reasons that people fast and why they fast. So, I mean, we spoke about weight loss, we spoke about becoming more fat efficient. To me, I think the weight loss aspect is something I wouldn't look at for fasting. I wouldn't look at fasting to achieve that, but from a, being a fat-efficient athlete, I would say that's definitely the way to go. And by being a fat-efficient athlete, you can also guarantee yourself that you will ultimately lose weight a lot quicker.
Mark, I must tell you, when we did that fat-efficient chat, I mean, I eat all the time, every couple of hours. It's not a lot, but I need to eat consistently. I eat before I train in the morning, even if it's sort of half an hour before often, but I'd been up a little bit too long, probably half an hour and a half to 2 hours. I just had a cup of hot water and lemon, which we've also previously talked about. But I went to run. Wasn't at a high intensity. It wasn't that long. I think I did about 35 minutes, but I battled with nausea. So it's not something, I mean, playing around, of course, you do this during training. But if you are regularly eating, it's not something that sort of happens overnight. You've got to sort of train your body again to do something like that.
You definitely have to train yourself to do it. I mean, the reason that you probably would have got nausea is you probably had quite a drop in blood sugar because maybe you aren't used to it. And also the other thing is I tell people, if you're going to wake up, don't sit and wait around for an hour or two before you go train. You know, if you're going to go fast to train, get up and go and train. What I find does help is actually caffeine intake before training in a fasted state. Because caffeine has the ability to free up a lot more free fatty acids, which is basically energy waiting to be utilized during exercise, and it can help with the energy system. I'm not talking about caffeine with sugar. I'm talking about caffeine on its own, because obviously once you add sugar in, so you have taken in something. So, look, I think that can aid and assist, but it is also a mindset, and sometimes you need to keep pushing through these boundaries more and more and more, and eventually you'll find that nausea or that sort of lightheadedness might only set in after an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, and eventually maybe it won't set in at all. So it's definitely something that needs to be done frequently, and it's not a once-off. You can't go and try and become a fasted athlete, and then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, you become a non-fasted athlete, and 2 weeks later, you become a fasted athlete. It's something that takes many, many weeks and months of preparation before your body starts to adapt to that environment. Remember, our whole cellular structure, I mean, if I'm talking about our mitochondria, the way that they function within the body is that they are used to the way that you're eating, you're fueling, you're training, etc., and they're so used to it that they've adapted to this sort of lifestyle over a long period of time. Now all of a sudden you're going and you're changing the landscape completely. So your whole structure, your whole body inside needs to adapt to this. It's not going to, you know, first time they'll be in shock, second time maybe still shock, until eventually your structure starts to adapt to this sort of new landscape. And once it adapts to that new landscape, you'll find that it's far more comfortable to be able to deal with those, you know, with those situations when it comes to during training and post exercise, etc.
Well, Mark, I definitely will stick to what I know. I know I can sort of use energy quite quickly, and it doesn't sort of sit with me, so I will stick to what I know. But it was a good thing to try. I just wanted to ask you one more thing. You touched on caffeine. The little G shot that the EGGI has as part of its product range. One of those things and a bit of water would be a good way to start before a run.
I basically live on those things when I do very, very long sessions, especially if I know it's going to be quite a long, hard session. I try to keep my fuel minimalistic, and I tend to rely on those. The reason being is that, yes, we don't put – there's hardly any calories in that product, so you're definitely not going to raise your insulin levels. You'll get that caffeine benefit. I went on a ride on the weekend. I took one an hour before, one at the start, and I took another four during the ride. But it was a big mountain climb. I just felt that that's what got me through the ride. It does, you know, for me it works. There's a lot of people out there who absolutely love the G-Shot. It also doesn't play with the stomach because most of it gets absorbed actually in the mouth because it is a liquid guarana form of caffeine dispensation. So it really, really works very, very well. I also like the fact that it's bitter and not sweet. Or maybe it's a sweet bitter, like an espresso flavor. So to me, that's quite nice because one of the things I don't like during training is sweet. But yes, I mean, something like that would definitely be an excellent pre-workout to try and increase that ability to burn fat. And caffeine definitely has the ability to do that.
Well, if you do want to find out about the 32GI G-Shot or any of their product range, do log on to the website, 32GI.com. Also, if you have any questions for Mark or anyone in the team, there's an email you can use. It's coach@32GI.com. Also, if you'd like us to discuss anything here on the podcast. But from Mark Wolf and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you again soon on the 32GI Sports or Sports Nutrition Podcast.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.